Hi, my name is Jennifer Hughes, and I am the sister of Sarah Evangeline Hughes. And I'm here today to talk about the Sarah Evangeline Hughes News Residency Program.
Thanks for being with me today. I guess the first question I'd like to ask is, tell us a little bit about Sarah and what motivated her to go into news.
So we grew up in an anthropological, ethnographic family where we lived in all kinds of places all over the world. And we lived in Brazil, in a fairly remote rural part of Brazil when we were children and young adults. We lived in Ireland. And I think that from that experience, Sarah really came to care about stories and people's lives and how to represent the truth of those lives to a larger audience.
She went into news. One of her first jobs was, after graduating from UC Berkeley Graduate School, was in Raven Radio. The family is working with us to set up the Sarah Evangeline Hughes News Fund. I guess one question is, why Sitka over all the other places she's worked? She's worked in the District of Columbia. She's worked in Colorado. I know she's done reporting from Latin America.
Yes, I think we felt that there was something really special about Sitka and Raven Radio for Sarah. It felt when we were talking about how to think about her legacy and communicating and sharing that legacy moving forward, that Raven Radio best encapsulated the kind of community-based, community-anchored, you could say grassroots sort of local journalism that she dedicated her life to. And we thought about a range of other places and talked about some different ideas for supporting community work, perhaps in the DC area. And then when we thought about Raven Radio, her family and friends said, absolutely, that's it. It was so clear that the moment that that it came up, that that's how we were going to move forward. And then we never looked back.
There are two aspects to this news residency, I think. One is training new journalists in maybe their first or second job in how to do reporting. And the second is to actually get more news coverage out. From your perspective, what types of stories do you think Sarah would like our news intern, our news resident, who, by the way, started on the 1st of December, what types of stories do you think she would really like to see Meredith dig into?
So those stories that really say something about a community and how it lives and how it faces problems and finds pathways to health and strength and a way forward together. I think also stories that show how a community responds to difficult times and to challenges, stories that tell the truth, but do that through real human beings and real people and capture their voices and bring those voices not just to the larger community of Alaska, which is so important, but also to the lower 48 and really even to the world. I think now is such a polarized time, not just in the United States, but across the globe. And so stories that can bring us together, that we can unite around, that speak the truth of a community.
What do you think the aspects are for someone starting a career right now and the types of things you think we should be concentrating on teaching them here when they're Sarah Hughes residents?
I know that Sarah worried so much about the future of her field, about the future of journalism, the future of print journalism, and the future of radio journalism, and especially with the move to online and digital media, and that for future journalists who are looking for what they might do after finishing their journalism degree, I would say this is sort of a back to the roots vision, right? Yeah. For the kind of day in, day out, the daily, getting to know a community and listening to that community and figuring out how to share the story of that community at this kind of grassroots level. So it was a back to the local, I think, and the power of those stories to speak to people, both locally and beyond that.
When we did fundraising around this this residency, and we raised some extra money, which allowed us to get it started right now, we pitched the idea of building community at a local level, because so many areas right now don't have local news anymore. They used to, but they don't anymore. And that's something that I think that concerns a lot of us as to how can we keep people engaged in their community with fact-based news rather than what people come up with on social media, which may or may not have basis in truth.
Right. That seems so important. So important. It seems to me that today you could know a lot more about what's happening three or four states away, right, than that's happening in the world immediately around you or to your neighbors or at your local city hall, your local structures of governance. So that just seems incredibly important and true to Sarah's own commitment.
What would you like to say to people who are thinking about maybe supporting this continuing effort and trying to bring it into perpetuity?
This is the beginning, the start of a vision that we hope to basically endow with the future support of our community and Sarah's community. And even beyond that, there were donations made to this from journalists in Los Angeles who saw what Raven Radio was up to and who wanted to support Sarah's vision and the station's vision. And so just to see this strengthen and move forward, and we're really hopeful and optimistic that this is just the beginning. And we're so excited and grateful that Raven Radio was willing to kind of take this first step and to launch even as we continue to fundraise. So we really do encourage everyone out there to think about contributing to this vision and contributing to local news and contributing to those community stories and to lifting up those voices so that we can get to know each other a little bit and understand the world around us better.
When you were talking with Sarah, are there any particular stories that she told you she was working on that particularly excited her, that made her really say, gee, I'm glad I went into this field?
I think she was excited, actually. I remember her sharing stories about going out on the boats and the salmon fishing and listening to the kind of work that people were doing and what mattered to them. She really lit up. She really lit up. Mm. Just talking about even getting geared up to be out on these boats was a joy to hear her talk about. So,
One of the interesting things I looked at the list of stories that she did here back more than two decades ago, and she seemed to really want to concentrate also on the Renaissance in Native culture and Native
Absolutely.
Empowerment.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that it would be so important to continue to build on those relationships that Raven Radio has been building for so long and that my sister was committed to, and to see what kind of partnerships and collaborations can be built and strengthened so that the radio stations, the Raven Radio, continues to be a voice and expands as a voice of telling stories from Native communities throughout Alaska.
We are invigorated with new people coming in with ideas that they just brought from a university, new ideas and new concepts that maybe we haven't considered. So we learn a lot from the news residents.
Right. There's that exchange, that sort of fresh view of things. Sometimes, people come from outside and then they bring new ideas or see things in a new way, right? So there, I think the hope is that these residents will be transformed, change their ideas or their view of the world, deepen their understanding of different kinds of human experiences, but then also that there is that sort of exchange where they come in and maybe they see something that people who've been there longer missed, because they come with those fresh eyes.
How important is the educational aspect of this to the Hughes family. I know when we initially started talking, the real interest was in training young reporters. How important is that to you?
Yeah. Well, we are a family of educators, right? So, yeah. And that dimension is important. And then just supporting early career reporters so that there's a place that they can launch that kind of becomes a touchstone for them as they move forward, that they can have an opportunity because it's of how Raven Radio is and the location Sitka to do some of the complex reporting on everything from the environment to those issues that are important and matter to the local Native American communities and local economic issues that are facing both Sitka and Alaska more generally. So a person can come in and have all of these opportunities to report on a diverse array of topics that in the end matter to all of us.
Of course, the reason we're talking right now is we're in a one-day fund drive to try and top up some more for this news residency program and to have that third chair in the news department. Anything you'd like to say specifically to Raven Radio listeners about that?
I want to say you're lucky to have this small but mighty radio station among you and these committed reporters and journalists who've been there with you for decades and who are drawn by the power of this small but mighty force for storytelling and truth-telling and local reporting. And I'm envious, and I think so many of us don't have that in our communities, and you're sort of a shining light out there. I hope you continue to support your local station, and we look forward to collaborating with you from here on out.